الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر فاتقوا الله يا أولي الألباب لعلكم تفلحون وقال أيضا تعالى ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا وقال أيضا تعالى ومن يتق الله يكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر والآخرة خير لمن اتقى وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت إلى آخر الحديث أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير النذير هاشمي مكرم عتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم إذا الرجال ولدت أولادها وبليت من كبر أجسادها وجعلت أسقامها تعتادها تلك زروع قد دنا حسادها. My respected elders, brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing us to His house and to participate in the Salatul Jummah, which will be a kafara for all of us until the next Jummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and He gave us a life. And when the time will come to an end, إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ, Allah is not going to delay and He will take us. لَا يُؤَخَّر. So He created the life and the death. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتِ وَالْحَيَاةِ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَمَلًا. Allah is telling the reason why He created the life. And then after a few years He will take us in order to test us, in order to see, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَمَلًا, who amongst you do the good things. So it is only the good which is going to accompany us. And for every good we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward us. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. For every bad, Allah will take an account. And He might punish us. With His mercy, He might not punish us. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Every amal we do, with the organs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified our body, the eyes, the tongue, the ears, the hands, the limbs, the legs, the feet, even the belly, Allah is going to ask us regarding this. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَنِ النَّعِيمِ. So here the poet says, إِذَا الرِّجَالُ وُلِدَتْ أَوْلَادُهَا. When a person has got children, first he's a young boy, a young girl, then he becomes a teenager, he becomes a youth, then he becomes a middle-aged class man, then he becomes old. And now he has got a whole nursery of children. Some have got grandchildren. So he's saying, either rijalu wulidat awladuha, when a person gets children, wa balitu min kibrin ajsaduha, and you can see the image of his body because of the age, you can see his age, his body is getting old. When he's young, body is good. Then his life carries on. You see the weakness in the body. وَجَعَلَتْ أَسْقَامُهَا تَعْتَادَهَا. Now he reaches an age. Every now and then he's got a problem. Sometimes he has got ache in the back. Sometimes he has got a stomach ache, he can't digest the food, his pancreas is not working properly. Sometimes he has got infection in the urine, the kidneys are not working properly. Sometimes he has a chest pain, maybe the arteries are blocked. So the poet is saying that when the body gets old, you will see this illness is coming. So in the end, he is giving the message, tilka guru in, this is the harvest now.
تلك دروع قدنا إسادها. It is the end of the season, so he has to pick up the harvest. So it is a sign he has to pack up and leave for the Akhirah. When we embark on the journey, we have to pack our suitcase. And then we have to board the flight. So when the life comes to an end, a person has to pack up his suitcases of this life, the bags of this life, and he has to leave this world. Now the question is, what about the effort he made throughout the life? Let me become a proprietor, let me gather all this wealth of this world, let me make houses, let me gather the gold and silver, the bank accounts, let me invest in the shares, and so many other things. So what will happen to that? So another poet says, and it is a mafhum Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said one call, that he went in the graveyard and he addressed the people of the graves. And he asked them, do you know what happened to your properties? Do you know what happened to your wives? When you died, you had a lot of properties, a lot of wealth. You left a beautiful wife behind, children, what happened? So he's asking the people in the grave, how are they going to answer? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the question in his mind, the answer in his mind. And then he's saying to the people of the graves, Amwaluha Qussimat. If you can't answer, I will answer. Whatever you have left has been distributed. The inheritors has taken it. And they were fighting to take it. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you have even one dirham, make sure you don't spend 2 days without making a will. Because the death is not going to tell you, I'm coming today. Death comes to every and each person 100 times a day. How many times? 100 times. To look at the person and see whether his life is coming to an end. But you can't see it. So death is not going to tell you, I'm going to come tomorrow. It can suddenly come. Inna ajalallahi iza jaa la yu'akhkar. Look at my daughter, she spoke with me at 10 o'clock in the morning. She did a video call. Then 4 times she spoke to my son, to her brother. The last time she talked was 3:10. And what time the incident happened? 3:25. Did she know after 15 minutes I'm going to have an accident, and after that accident I will not survive? So the poet is saying, when the wrinkles come on the face, the eyesights are weak, the body becomes weak, it is time for the harvest now. You have to pack up your suitcases. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said the life is between 60 and 70. So for what are we waiting now? Those who are already 60 years old, for what are you waiting? Prepare for the Akhirah. Ad-dunya mazri'atul Akhirah. The world is the place where you prepare for the Akhirah, is the harvest of the Akhirah. So, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in another hadith, كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. Stay in dunya. Now the definition of dunya, we have taken it to the other side. We think dunya is gold, dunya is silver, dunya is money, dunya is houses. That is not dunya. Dunya is the desires, the wrong desires. A person, he commits a sin, and for that he has to have money. He wants to gamble, so he needs money to gamble. He wants to commit zina, so he needs money to pay the woman. He wants to buy alcohol, he needs money. So the definition of dunya is to complete your desires. Jisko khwahishat kehte hain Urdu ke andar. Because of two things, a man, he earns money. Only two things in the world. There is nothing else. One is, he needs money to fulfill his desires, as I just mentioned. He wants nice food, he needs money. He wants to buy nice clothes, he needs money. He wants to buy a nice car, he needs money. He wants to buy a nice house, he needs money. So one is desires. The second is shahrat. One is khaishat, one is shahrat. What is shahrat? Popularity. I want to gather money, but he will not spend it. Why? Oh, so and so is a very rich man. Now he will get the high society. He will go in the middle class, then he will go in the upper class. So he wants to join that society. He wants to become popular in the world. These are the only two reasons, and that is dunya. But if a person has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so now people, they say that Allah is mentioning ittaqullah, ittaqullah, fear Allah, fear Allah. Allah is threatening us. People say that. Look at the Quran, he's saying ittaqullah, fear Allah. Allah is threatening. Allah is not threatening. Ittaqullah, build a wall, make a shield, make a barrier, make a curtain between yourself and the displeasure of Allah and the disobedience of Allah. That is what it means, ittaqullah. This is the meaning of ittaqullah. But if you open the Quran, fear Allah. The word is fear because there is no language on the earth which can translate ittaqullah. There is no language. The nearest meaning is fear. Now the definition of fear is, Allah is not telling that fear me. No, He is not saying that. Build a barrier between the disobedience of Allah and displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what it means. And when you build that wall, there are so many glad tidings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. So the hadith says, "Kun fi dunya, stay in the world, ka'annaka ghareeb, as if you are a stranger. Or you are a traveler. Aw abidu sabil." When you are traveling, you go in the lounge at the airport, Heathrow Airport. Now in the lounge you see a beautiful sofa. Everything is there, food is there. If you need a shower, there is a shower there. It's a waiting room. You go on the train station, there is a waiting room. You go in the hospital, there is a waiting room. So all those things which are there, are you going to take those things with you? No, because you are a traveler. It will stay there. You have to travel. So the Prophet ﷺ is giving an example of a person who is a traveler. He stay in the world like you are a traveler. You need all these things to survive. You need food, you need house, you need clothes. But this is just, you are on the travel. You are going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everybody, nobody has disputed that death is not there. And nobody can avoid death. Nobody can. Aina ma takunu yudrikumul maut walau kuntum fi burujin mushayyada. Even if you put yourself in a mountain where there is no door, no window, and you cover yourself with the mountain, still death is going to approach. And death does not spare even the prophets. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stayed for only 63 years. Such a short life. He got prophethood at the age of 40. He stayed 13 years in Makkah, full of torture, full of tests. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Now he migrates to Medina. Only gets 10 years. Full of battles. Ghazwa-i Badr, Ghazwa-i Khandaq, Ghazwa-i Uhud, Ghazwa-i Tabuk. But he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He built a wall between himself and the displeasure of Allah. Everything he did was to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He built a wall between himself and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was always obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His whole life, if you see, obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he stayed like a traveler. And after that he departed from this world. He went to his place where he will stay forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us Jannatul Firdaus. All these talks we held in Juma time and on Saturdays, there is a feeling in my heart. Sometimes I am harsh in my talk. Sometimes I'm sweet as well. But dawa garche talfast, daru faida bishyaras. You go to the doctor and say, I want medicine, but it should be sweet. Doctor will say, no, if the medicine is not bitter, it's not going to benefit you. So the poet says, dawa garche talfast, lekin daru faida bishyaras. Sometimes there is harsh words, but those harsh words are beneficial. So there is a feeling in the heart. I don't want only to go in Jannah. I want all of you to go with me in Jannah. I want you to go first. And then you request Allah. It's because of Imam Yusuf, I am in Jannah. He told something in the Jummah. I heard it, I practiced it. Because of him, I am in Jannah. Bring him as well in Jannah. I want you to intercede for me. Not that I intercede for you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had the same feeling. That is why he was tortured in Makkah. He went door to door, knocked at the doors, come to the mosque, do the prayers, do this, do that. These are the good amals of the deen. He said, "Qul la ilaha illallah tuflihu." When his uncle was passing away, Abu Talib, he says, "Uncle, just say it one time. La ilaha illallah Muhammadus. Just one time. Then I will have a weapon on the day of judgment. I will argue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." My uncle did say the kalima, "La ilaha illallah." Send him in Jannah. But Abu Lahab and Abu Jahl were sitting on the bedside. He said, "Are you going to follow the religion of your nephew? And you're going to leave the religion of your forefathers?" So they were putting him in shame. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he became very sad. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasallam, "Go to Muhammad and say, innaka la tahdi man ahbabta walakinna Allah yahdi man yasha wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin." Oh Muhammad, it's not in your hands to give hidayat. So it's not in my hands to give hidayat. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta. If I love someone and he's on the wrong path, I can't bring him on the right path. It's not it. I can say to him, I can talk to him. And the talk also, when you talk with somebody, udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah. There should be wisdom. See, Allah is using the word wisdom first, not talk. Wisdom. Always look at the wisdom. The time is right, the age is right, the mahfil is right. Everything. The situation is right. Now you go to a wedding and somebody is making these videos and you just say, you grab the camera. No, 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 that's not the way. You knew about the wedding 4 weeks ago. Why didn't you talk to him? 4 weeks ago, why didn't you go and talk to him? What is the sunnah way of conducting the marriage? And now in the wedding hall, in front of the people, hundreds of people, now you are trying to snatch the video. What will happen? Fight will happen. You'll be thrown out of the hall. And instead of happiness, what will be there? Fight. So Allah says, bil hikmah. Your wife is doing something wrong. Your children are doing something wrong. Hikmah, 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 hikmah. Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, he mentioned an example, a person, he bought a nice pair of clothes for his small son. Now as soon as he brought the suit in the house, he said, I want to wear it now. So the mom and dad said, it's not for now, it's for some occasion. He said, no, no, I want. He started crying, he's shouting, banging. This is the habit of the children, they bang. We all were like that when we were small. So now, the father is becoming a bit harsh. What he says? I'm going to slap you. The more he's becoming harsh, the more he's crying. Loudly. The neighbors are listening. Now the mom was soft. That is why it's the responsibility of the mom. Maulana also mentioned another incident. One day the husband said to the wife, I do so much and you do nothing, you are in the house. He said, okay, let's make reverse. I go to work and you look after the children. He agreed. By the end of the day, he was so much in stress. He said, no, 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 I can't do it. It's the job of the women. Allah has made them like that. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your Jannah is beneath the feet of your mom. Like the Sahabi, he comes and he asks, whom should I look after properly? Is it my mom or dad? Your mom. Second time, your mom. Third time, your mom. Who deserves most? Your mom, your mom, your mom. Three times. In the end, fourth time he said, your father. Why? Because the woman, she goes through three stages in life. And those stages are so hard. One, when she's pregnant. She sacrifices all her desires when she's pregnant. She can't sleep. That side to that side at night. So she goes through that pain and then the labor pain. That is why the hadith says, a woman when she dies in the labor pain, she's a martyr. From a small place, a 9-pound baby is going to come out. From a small place. And then, the baby is born. She is the one who stays, who wakes up at night. The baby is crying. In those days, olden days, there were no nappies. So, the baby used to urinate. The mattress is wet. The mom will change. She will sleep on the wet side. And she will place the baby on the dry. Why? The baby doesn't catch a fever. How much she has done? Second stage. Then she becomes a teenager. Nursery, school, madrasa. Nursery, school, madrasa. Nursery. She's doing two jobs. You are doing one job. She's doing two jobs. She's looking after the children. And she's looking after yourself and after your house. And if you have parents, she's looking after your parents as well. That is why Allah says, وَآشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You must treat your wives wisely. So wisdom should be adopted. You talk to your wife, talk to her nicely. Talk to your children. So Hazrat says that the boy started banging everything. I want to wear it now. Now the mom comes out. What's happened? Well, I brought a suit and he wants to wear it now. He says, okay, okay, okay. See, listen, on Sunday there is an event, there is a party. We are going to Mamu's house. And all your cousins, they are going to wear new clothes. And if you wear it now, this will become second hand, it will become old, it will become dirty. So do you like the cousins? They tell you that you don't have nice clothes. Now he understood. He said, okay, I will wear it on Sunday. At the moment, our children are on the outline. There was a survey in Red Bridge. The counselor surveyed. The police officer came in an event. And he said, there are 70,000 Muslims in Red Bridge. How many? Listen to this carefully. 70,000 Muslims are residing in Red Bridge. And the madrasas which are there, the masajid which are there, they worked out only 10,000 children are going in the madrasa. How many? Only 10,000 children under the age of 16. Now if 70,000 families are there, how many children? If everybody has got only one child, how many child? 70,000. It should be more, but I am just calculating one child per family. 70,000 children are there. This is a report of the police. And out of the 70,000, only 10,000 are going in the masjid, in the madrasas. Some are in private houses, some are in community centers, some are in masajid, the madrasa. So the police are requesting the crimes which the Muslim children are doing are the highest. So the police are pleading to the community to make more places where children can go and learn the deen. So my brothers, we are coming to the end of life. Not today, tomorrow. That is why the Prophet ﷺ says, if I do salam on the right hand side, I don't know whether I will be able to turn my face on the left hand side. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to prepare for the akhirah. And to prepare in a way that when we go from this dunya, Allah should be pleased with us. And Allah give us the tawfiq to make a barrier between the displeasure of Allah, between the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. There is a request for Brother Muhammad Aslam, 87 years old. He passed away in Pakistan. Make dua for him. Sister Fazal Begum, 90 years old, passed away in Pakistan. Make dua for him. And all of us amongst us who are ill, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us shifa. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa astaghfiruka.